talking with Colin Woodall, of course, from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Colin, remarkable deal announced yesterday evening by the GOP and by President Barack Obama. Comprehensive kind of tax cut package includes, obviously, extension of the major Bush tax cuts, some other things, but very importantly for agriculture, significant reform for the death tax for the next couple of years.
A huge victory for us, Ron. To be able to go to a $5 million exemption per person, $10 million per couple, and to reduce the tax rate down to 35% for everything over that is something that we've been pushing for a couple of years now. It looked like it had been out of reach for us, especially when we saw the proposals that were voted on Saturday here in the Senate. So to see this in the president's proposal and this new compromise, I think says a lot for the efforts of not only NCBA and the cattle industry, but all of agriculture to finally get some folks' attention and let them know that we need some relief from the death tax. So we are very pleased with what we're seeing. The push right now is going to be to make sure that we maintain that and make sure that it ends up in the final package that gets voted on.
How surprising is it this appeared?
Well, actually, when you think back on it, it's not that surprising because we were able to get a vote on this very same proposal in the Senate back in April of 2009. That is when Senator Kyle and Lincoln first put this proposal out there. So we know that we've had the votes in the Senate all along to make it happen. I think that was one of the things that helped push us over because they knew that there was support for it. In the House, we've had some support for it too. So you know, it was a big push and a hard fight, but I can't say that I'm completely surprised. But yeah, we knew that it was also still going to be an uphill battle. So to see this here, like I say, bodes well, but of course now the negotiations start again. We just need to make sure that we maintain this rather than find it whittled down sometime over the next couple of days.
I guess that'll hopefully wrap up pretty quickly. I would think it would get moving pretty fast.
Well, the pressure is on to try to get this thing done as quick as possible. You know, here we are at the end of the term. The retiring members, the members that got defeated, would really like to wrap things up. Of course, the Republicans in the House like to wrap things up because they know that they're going to be in charge come January. So there is a pretty significant push to try to get this thing done because really there's only two issues that have to be dealt with. One is the tax relief and the other is what's going to happen on the federal funding bills. If they can get both of those wrapped up this week, then there's really not a whole lot of use for them to stay in session. So we do know that the priority is to get this done as quick as possible. So we could see the final package definitely here over about the next 48 hours.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association talking with us about estate tax fix that's included in the package deal between the GOP and President Obama announced on Monday evening. Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.